Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and she's our host on Where's Art? Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Hi there, Annie. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing just grand. And I want to talk about the amazing work that Springboard for the Arts does. I talk about them fairly often on here, but that's because they have a lot of things going on for artists in our region, as well as around Minnesota and certainly around the country as well. But they have switched a lot of their programming, like a lot of other organizations, to online. So there's been, over the last year and a half, a lot more opportunities for folks from our region to take advantage of the expertise that they have. They have an office in St. Paul as well as one in Fergus Falls, and they have workshops all about the work of art. So this is the business skills for artists. And coming up this week, they have a couple that I think are really interesting. This Monday, today, from 6 to 8:30 on Zoom. So if you go to springboardforthearts.org, you can find information if you go to their upcoming workshops page. So tonight from 6 to 8:30 is the is media preservation. So this is sort of basics for artists as well as performers. You know, how do you make sure that you are keeping everything that you need to be keeping and how you organize it all? You know, if I've gotten to the point where my desktop on my computer looks messier than my desktop at work, and I need to figure out a way to organize things a little better. So it's all about how to organize things, how to document things, and how to keep that media safe. And then Saturday, from 1:30 to 3:30, is going to be a panel on e-commerce. So folks have had to really adapt and figure out how to connect with their audiences online. And one of the ways that they've had to do that is figure out how to connect and take care of sales online. And so they'll have a group of professionals who can talk about all the different ways that you can add in e-commerce as one of the pieces in your toolkits as an artist. And then those are a couple of virtual things, and we do have a couple of in-person opportunities here in the Northland, which is really exciting. This Friday from 5 to 9, and then again on Saturday from 12 to 5, the Great Lakes Academy, which is an organization, it's a school that is located in the old church over just sort of up from the library. This church was going to be torn down. It had been condemned. The Great Lakes Academy, Jeff Larson, his son Brock Larson, took over this church and lovingly restored this beautiful piece of architecture and then created a school to teach Renaissance arts. They can trace back, Brock and Jeff Larson can trace their lineage as instructors back to the Renaissance, and they teach similar drawing, painting techniques to their students. And it's a 4-year course of study. And this is the show celebrating their first, you know, 4 years ago they started their school. So this is their first full graduating class. It's an exhibition of both the students as well as the instructors. And as part of this senior, you know, 4-year study, the students have done a collaborative capstone project, and that will be unveiled at the opening on Friday between 5 and 9 and Saturday from 12 to 5. And they are certainly encouraging everyone to wear a mask. Social distancing will be in effect, but it'll be a wonderful opportunity to see work in person and see the incredible work that these students have been working on over the past 4 years. Part of the exhibition will also be students who have been in the program for at least 2 years, so you can sort of see the progression that students have during this time. And then I wanted to mention an exhibition that's been up since April, but it closes May 30th. So make a plan, somehow work it in your schedule to get over to the Duluth Art Institute in person at the Depot. They have an exhibition by Harrison Halker Hinks, and the title of the exhibition is The Visual Voice of Autism. Harrison is a photographer and has won numerous awards. He presents his work at the state fair every year, numerous blue ribbons there. He observes things in such a fascinating way, and it's a wonderful look into how he sees the world. We all see the world in such different ways, and I think as a society, I hope we're moving from awareness of all the neurodiversity that we have to a celebration of the neurodiversity that we have, instead of judging someone for how their brain might work differently, we can be just fascinated by it and celebrate it. And Harrison really is able, through his photography and the presentation of his photography, to walk you through that. There is, for folks who don't quite feel comfortable yet going in person, there is a video online. If you go to the Duluth Art Institute exhibitions page, you can get a walkthrough online as well. A lot of his photographs are really reflective, and so you can see your own face in it as well, and it provides this interaction between his world and the world that you see, and you meet on this really beautiful plane of art, which I hope we can all just meet on a beautiful plane of art, Chris. It's a nice space to be.
That's a lovely sentiment. Thank you, Annie.
Thanks so much. That's our week in art, Chris. It's a good one, as always.
Very good. Take care, Annie.
Bye.
Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host on Where's Art every Monday here on 103.3 KUMD.